Members, I thank you for your confirmed extension of Jeff Wallace's temporary appointment as company officer was recruitment to a permanent position in East Kilkenny. We are debating this paper and they are identifying members, requirements of our protocol for member officer relations, which sets out that new officers, non-members, are appointed to our officers in a way which could be taken. So I reckon it personally critical for us undermining that person. Now, protocol publicity and media, which says no membership should include in professional integrity of officers, make personal attacks or undermine respect for officers. I can see no reason why we should do this matter. That's in private, that's the private procedure, Rule 13 requires. It has always been the Council's law practice to consider the appointment of monitoring officer in public in interest of openness and transparency. Unless any member has a view to the contrary, I will proceed that way. Thank you very much, thank you, members. I can move recommendation in the paper and look for a second now. Thank you. Councillors Hutchinson. Thank you. Would you like to speak on it?
Thank you, Chairman. I probably had more to do with Mr. Wilde as the interim monitoring officer than most councillors. I've always found him extremely professional, courteous, helpful, and he has a wealth of knowledge. This is for a relatively short extension, and as members know, we are required to have a monitoring officer by statute. And so I propose that we extend Mr. Wilde's appointment as per the recommendation.
Thank you, Arthur. Any other member who wishes to comment? Councillor Andre.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to say that I sit on several committees where I have had occasion to ask questions of the monitoring officer. I've always found him to be very clear in his direction. He responds very quickly. We get answers back very quickly, and I think we are very lucky to have him, and I will be supporting this recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Brogan.
Chair, I want to be supporting the extension of this appointment of Mr. Wilde. Yeah, I've been hamstrung in what I can say in this meeting because of my private session, but it's certainly not the impression I've had the time he's with us in terms of his advice in situations where I have been. It has on occasions either been inaccurate, in my view, or misleading. I believe that's contrary entirely to what he said at the appointment process of which I was a member of the panel. I will say no further than that, but I would like to record when we vote, I don't require a name vote, recorded that I voted against. Very much so, and I'll be pleased when we can appoint a substantive monitoring officer who cares about the interests of every member of this council, not just the ruling group. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Brady. Councillor Chambers, please.
Thank you, Chair. The way I come from this is that the appointments, the appointment process led to Mr. Wilde being appointed and therefore have found him to be a suitable and appointable person. So the thing I have to apply a negative test, has there anything been done in the time here that would lead you to think that that has been disproven? My view, and I think I've had some dealings with the monitoring officer over the last few weeks, almost months it feels now, is that he has done nothing to suggest that he has not been acting professionally, courteously, and may not have liked his advice. And but for somewhat different reasons, I'm constrained in my view on that, but that advice has been done, provided professionally, through professional means, in a way that I would expect of a legal profession. I've used that word professionalism three times, and I do so deliberately because I do believe we have somebody who professionally needs to be on as a monitoring officer, and so I will support his extension.
Thank you,
Chair. I'll be for supporting his extension, and I reflect back on what he's done. I think about the members' briefings that we never got, which we get now. I think about acknowledging the voice I personally have had on a number of issues, whether or not I wanted it, as Councillor Jack says, sometimes you need to hear. I know the work he's done on town and parish councils, the work he's done on the appeals. I have absolutely no doubt we are dealing with a professional there on that, and I'm very happy to support.
Thank you, Councillor Moscow.
I'll be supporting the extension of the appointment, and I, if he's not going off permanent monitoring officer, I don't think he's even applied for the job. There's some really, really good practice that he brought into place in this council that I felt really, really refreshing. I have these members' briefings, I send them to the parish councils, they find them useful as well. I have always had an incredibly quiet life, and I've really struggled with that expression, and in my view, he didn't agree with me, so I don't actually want him to stay in the market. You know, we should all, part of this is check and challenge. For the good practices that you have brought in, I think we should ensure that we do continue.
Thank you, Councillor
Moscow. Councillor Love. Thank you. I entirely agree with Councillor Moscow. I found that the point I said was completely approachable. I love the briefing papers that go around, and I shall be supporting and encouraging him as far as I can to apply for the job and to remain.
Thank you. Councillor Levy, please.
I just wanted to say, I wasn't going to say anything, but I did feel that sometimes I have to point out that I beg to differ with my 1957 colleague. In this case, I do. We've had a bit of difficulty in life, and we had some very good advice and support from Mr. Wilde, and in particular, very supportive in my dealings with him. So I want to go on record with him actually recruiting.
Thank you. Councillor Isabel Cross.
I'd just like to say, like Councillor Lilly, we had an ongoing issue for about 18 months in Cowes on contacting Jeff when he came into post. He was very assertive, he was black and white. This is the rules, that's that, there's no grey area. Absolutely assertive and superb. Couldn't watch him, so yeah, I should be supporting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sharon. Yes, I echo colleagues' comments that I think Mrs. Watt has been approachable and above all very efficient. Some of these situations where members of this council and the town, parish and community councils can find themselves in being very uncomfortable, and if they drag on, it can actually affect someone's mental health. So the fact that he's able to clear up so much of that backlog has been very, very good. As I say, black and white, you know where you are, that's what you want. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to Magnus. Good. And we've got the advice. Councillor Brodie, knows that you would not vote for this. Did you not name vote or simply vote the makers now? Just say, okay, cool. Not name votes. Thank you. Can we have a vote, please? Those in favour of extending the request?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35.
That's the end. The vote carries. Thank you very much.